You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If one of our listeners had their druthers, we would explain where in the world the word druthers comes from.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, when our listener Kaylin sent us this question, I immediately thought of the song If I Had My Druthers, and that's from the 1950s musical Little Abner, but I suspect this is probably a little older than that.
It is a little older than that, but I'm glad that you have a cultural reference for it. And I really appreciate Kaylin asking the question, because this is an expression we use and I think often don't think about. And as soon as you think about it, you think that is kind of an odd word. If I had my druthers, what's a druther? Well, there's no such thing as a druther is the answer. Druther comes from would rather.
I'd rather. Yeah, you have to shove it together and you get it eventually.
That's exactly right. You shove it together. You had drather, but if you were saying I'd rather, you can get druther right there. And so the earliest citation we have for this, which was found by Barry Popick, who is terrific at finding early citations earlier than the Oxford English Dictionary, he found one from 1833. It's from American Turf Register and Sporting Magazine. And the quote is, I'd druther live in the woods anytime by myself than on the best plantation in the country. And you'll notice there that you get I'd druther. So you still have the would, the short and contracted would, but you get I'd druther. We then have it show up in Mark Twain. This is Tom Sawyer Detective, 1896. And Huck Finn says to Tom, any way you druther have it, that is the way I'd druther have it. So there you get the I'd druther. And what's wonderful here is that Tom responds, there ain't any druthers about it, Huck Finn. Nobody said anything about druthers. So there's the noun. There's the noun druthers showing up. And interestingly, I didn't know this. We historically have seen variants of this, ruthers or rathers. Can you say if I had my rathers?
I've never said that. I can do druthers, but not rathers, which I guess would be drathers.
Right. And I only have druthers. Looked at Google Books, and in Google Books, druthers has been on the rise since 1960s. This appears to be a sort of fashionable expression. As I was thinking about druthers, I was thinking about this kind of reanalysis more generally, where a sound moves from the end of one word to the beginning of the other, or from the beginning of one word to the end of the one that came before it. And it had me thinking about the word apron. Not a word that most people think about, but it comes into English from Old French, and it actually comes into the language as napperon, napperon.
That kind of sounds like napkin.
You are exactly right. And etymologically, it is related to napkin. The nape or the nap in that refers to a tablecloth. So napperon and napkin are related. But over time, when people talked about a napperon, again, you say that fast, a napperon, an apron, it can become an apron. And that's what happened to it. So napron or napron became apron. This happens sometimes in the language where a sound moves from one word to the next. And in this case, we lost a really interesting etymological connection between aprons and napkins.
Well, Ann, aprons and napkins aside, there's nothing I'd rather do on a Sunday morning than talk about language with you. Thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.